Excuse me. I happened to be passing. I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you. Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
What the fuck is your name, motherfucker?
Long Rod. Fat Frank. Stiff Peter. Stiff Peter.
I'm gonna let you guys in on a private personal part of my life. And ladies, listen up. I may just save your relationship.
They took a dick from California, transferred that motherfucker to Washington, D.C., and it fucked the nation.
better wait till you meet Ginger. She's my better half.
I already saw your better half. In fact, I saw more than half.
Yeah, she's a dynamite girl. I met her in Vegas a couple years ago. Oh, man. She's a loving, caring, sharing person. Someone maybe one day you could become very friendly with, you know?
Honey, need you two to move in next door, huh? I'm nervous enough this morning. Are you kidding?
Nervous. Maybe you need a little smoke, a little tootsie-rootsie, you know, a little ups, a little downs, a little something. I got anything you need.
Hey, what are you talking to me about drugs for? I got my daughter here. She's 12 years old.
Hey, look, you got a connection in the family already. Stick with it. Hey, but look, just this once, I'll tell you what, my friend. Let me be Santa Claus, okay? There's one, there's two, it's from me to you. We'll take a hike. Come on, Poochie.
Thank you. You're gonna get yourself killed for this. For this toxic waste, bitch.
What the fuck are you doing?
This is your life. Right here. Right now. It's real time. You hear me? Real time. Time to get real, not playback. You understand me?
Thank you. You'd be taller. So, Vincent.
What are the two names?
Ramon Ayala and Clark.
Are you telling me Ramon Ayala and Clark were murdered tonight, both killed?
Sylvester Clark for sure. Ramon, I don't know.
Yeah, I got another DOA. Daniel Baker out of South Central.
The Mert part.
That's three.
Three what?
Witnesses.
Vincent, meet the people in Culiacán or Cartagena. But he don't meet you. Okay. Now you're here. Why?
I lost my stuff. The list.
I want you to listen to me real well. Special groups put together the list of dedos.
Dedos.
Fingers, informants, signal interceptions with voice recognition software, surveillance, a very expensive counterintelligence worked up that list. An important list, wouldn't you say? And you lost it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry, that's not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Do you believe in Humpty Dumpty?
No.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Nor do I. Nor do I, but my children do, they're still small. But do you know who they like even better than Santa Claus? His helper. Pedro el Negro. Black Peter. Yeah. There's an old Mexican tale that tells of how Santa Claus got so very busy looking out for the good children that he had to hire some help to look out for the bad children. So he hired Pedro. And Santa Claus gave him a list with all the names of all the bad children. And Pedro would come every night to check them out. And the people, the little kids that were misbehaving, that were not saying their prayers, Pedro would leave a little toy donkey on their windows, a little burro. And he would come back. And if the children were still misbehaving, Pedro would take them away and nobody would ever see them again. Now, if I am being Santa Claus and you are Pedro, how do you think jolly old Santa Claus would feel if one day Pedro came into his office and said, I lost the list? How fucking furious do you think he would get? Tell me, Vincent. Tell me what you think. What?
I think you should tell the guy behind me to put that gun down.
What did you say?
I said, I think you should tell the guy behind me to put his gun away before I take it and beat his bitch ass to death with it.
Federal?
I don't know. You tell me. That's why I tossed her this. The workups, all of that shit. To protect, in part, your Hermes Fasanabla ass. What do you think I like coming in here? But hey, shit happens. Gotta roll with it. Adapt. Darwin. I Ching. The fat man, the penthouse guy, the jazz man. I leave too.
Can you finish?
In 6 years. When have I not?
Say it's Vincent.
Vincent?
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm Vincent.
The last two.
And by the way, as a token of my appreciation, I would like to offer you a discount for all my services, 25%.
Very generous.
Hell, make it 35. And by the way, Daniel said he was sorry.
Just what happened.
Vete al Fiber. Si algo sale mal, te lo quiebras antes de que lo agarren.
changes that occur. I'm gonna turn it to a left and focus all my attention and I'll find a new planet and name it right after her. Sit down and add the same old story to everyone that she knows. She's gonna sit here and read books about UFOs.
Now I know what they mean. to me for all the love in paradise. I believed in my dreams. Nothing could change my mind.
Nothing can save me.
Gentlemen, Jim Ross back with Cowboy Bill Watts here on WCW Saturday Night. In just a few moments, we'll have the contract signing, a rather unique situation involving Jake the Snake Roberts, who is joining us. We expect Sting to be joining us momentarily as well, Bill Watts.
Well, that's right. Of course, we've explained our position on this Lights Out match. It's spin the wheel, make the deal. That we want them both to sign a contract absolving WCW from any liability for this match.
The Stinger making his way here to our area. And Bill, at this point, I think I'll turn the festivities over to you. I think the contract's rather self-explanatory.
Well, it certainly is. Again, both of you understand. You've pushed the parameters. You've come up with a concept. You have an issue you want to settle. There's all these different matches. Plus, there's one match that you have yet to reveal the stipulations, the spinner's choice. So therefore, we're telling you that you have to both sign this waiver of liability. You're releasing WCW and everybody else from any liability for anything that happens, and spin the wheel, make the deal at Halloween Havoc.
Anybody have any questions or comments regarding this situation, Sting?
I have absolutely no problems with signing a waiver, and I have no problems with any of the matches on the wheel.
Remember something, Jake. The wheel spins for both of us, not just one of us.
Get ready, Sting. Get really ready. Because you have no idea what you're stepping into. You look at that one, and what does it tell you? What does it tell you? Spinner's choice. Doesn't that create a little doubt in your mind? Doesn't it? It should.
I got no problems with any mystery matches, whatever you have. It doesn't matter to me. And by the way, Jake, you better concentrate on one thing. Don't let your mouth override your butt, pal. Think about that. You're the one that should be thinking at this point, maybe.
All right. Well, what were you guys signed the waiver, and what they're talking about, of course, is the Spinner's Choice match is a match that Jake Roberts has devised that's put under the Spinner's Choice. And if when the wheel spins, it comes up on Spinner's Choice, then Sting has to wrestle him in that kind of match. And since none of that's been revealed at this time, we want the waiver absolving us from any liability, and that's what they're signing now.
Jake Roberts has executed the contract. And now we await the signature of the Stinger.
It's a foolish mistake you just made, Sting. Because you know something? I'll be the one responsible for ending your career, and believe me, brother, I will not feel anything. I will be comfortably numb when I lay you out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the contracts have been fully executed. Any more statements, gentlemen, before we go to our break?
Good luck. You're going to need it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the contracts have been fully executed. It's a done deal, fans, and we'll be back with more on WCW Saturday Night right after this very brief timeout.
Wow.
You want. I pay interest in people's around-the-table sites?
Yes. And if it is a big table, a very long table, you might want to restrict your conversation.
Yes.
To people right in your vicinity.
Very nice.
So you are not yelling.
What do you do?
I'm the pastor of a church.
Yes. What do you do?
I have spent years in construction. I've recently retired.
You are retired?
Yes.
And now, physical or mental?
Retired.
Not retired. I don't work anymore.
Stopped working.
It's a very good you allow Rita to eat with you in the same place.
That's not what we're saying about this man. He is not what you would refer to as retard. No.
No. No, no, not at all.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. Takes just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. She's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finally sees that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. It takes just like a woman. Yes, she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. It was rain from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. But when we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Are you fake just like a woman? Yes, you do. You make love just like a woman. Yes, you do. Then you ache just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl.
Thank you.
to be something more than what they see. Wholesome and pure, oh, so scared and unsure. A poor man's androidy. Start anew.